This is Phoenix FM.
What is that?
That's your new theme music. Did you like that this week?
It's a bit of a...
Well, it was a bit sort of out there. I think you are sometimes a little bit out there.
Thanks.
Aren't you? You're looking lovely today. Molly Miller is in the studio with a beauty feature. Ask Molly. And she's got the most amazing... Now, where'd you get those from? We've got red. You've got one cat eye. It's a cat eye, bright red. Yeah. It did frighten me.
Did it?
But it looks really, it does actually look quite
They're good,
nice,
aren't
yeah.
they? I'm going to wear them on Halloween. Ooh, exciting. I got them from LaserVision. If you go onto their website, I think they're about £29, but they last for a year.
Oh,
and
right.
It's laservisiondirect.co.uk. And they've got a whole range of what they call fantasy lenses.
Hey.
No. And do you know what? When I tried them out last week, because I did a little thing on my blog, I actually asked a couple of men. Well, actually, they were boys.
Yeah.
Well, they were men. Well, kind of like...
Let's not go there. Go on.
Do you think they're quite exciting? And one of them said, you know, in a weird way, he found them a bit of a...
Why do we have to start the show like that? What is it about you when you're coming into the studio?
No, I'm just starved. Sorry. Food.
She's a cougar.
No, I'm not a cougar. I'm the opposite.
Scott, you've got red now. I just said you're a cougar. She is very, very good. I've got the camera on you today.
Oh, dear, yes.
The men in the chat room see your bare shoulders. Are beginning to frenzy.
And my eyes. Red
and
cat eyes.
Now, you've got loads of beauty products to get through.
I've got so
loads.
Many. I know I've got to get through. First of all, my Novatan, the first thing you said to me, wasn't it, that I look quite tanned. I've been using the NovaGlow, which I did mention on here a few weeks ago, and said to you that I hadn't tested it, so I wanted to test it before I wrote up about it. I thought it was brilliant. The actual tan lotion, you only need to leave it on for 4 hours, which is perfect for me. So on a Friday, because I hate messy sheets, I hate them. So, So on a Friday, so I don't like stains on my sheets.
Anyway, moving swiftly on.
So on a Friday, you know, I don't like to have to wash the sheets this morning.
Please don't, just skip over the sheets, skip over them. They really wash your machine, boiling away.
So basically, this one only lasts 4 hours. Like, you put it on, 4 hours later you can wash it off, so you've got your tan for your Friday night, so it's perfect. But the NovaGlow I actually really like, because you can build it up.
Mm-hmm.
So you can build the colour up, and it gave a really natural look. It's given a really, and there was no no staining. Well, I've got a little bit of staining between the fingers there, but I didn't sort of wash it off properly, but
I
really like it. Yeah, but what I like about it is that it's organic. I haven't got it in with me today because I have spoken about it before. Anyway, I want to talk about my new passionate makeup brand, Sainsbury's.
Sainsbury's.
It's fantastic. Now, I've got the press release here. They've given me you get the blurb, like, blind product testing was carried out by 58 industry professionals, and the outcome resulted in over 90% of the beauty panel recommending boutique. The first thing is, the packaging, I know, is very, very simple, but it's classy.
Yep.
And I think when they don't go OTT on packaging, it normally means that there's something going to be good in the product, because they're going to spend the money on the product. The products are cheap. The eyeshadows are £4, lipstick £7, lip glosses £6, nail polish £5. The lip glosses, I love. The consistency is brilliant. I've got Bobbi Brown lip glosses, and I'm honest, I cannot tell the difference. I've got this colour here, which I can't...
It's like a dark plum.
Dark plum.
It's a lovely colour.
I've got one that's in MAC and Bobbi Brown.
Yeah.
And I cannot... You can't tell the difference. You just can't. I mean, I'm ready to be challenged, but I can't. Nail varnishes, as I said on my blog... I sometimes have shellac, but not all the time, because I'm terrible. I don't have the time to have it taken off, so I pick it off so my nails go all dry.
Yeah.
So nail varnish for me is never really lasts more than a day, 2 days. It always chips. I put the silver on. It could be because in the silver metallics do tend to cling more.
Yeah.
But I put the silver on. I put the new colour on. I tried them all, and within 2 days there was not one chip.
If you do like your Chanel, the very dark Chanel colour,
Rouge Noir.
Yeah, similar to that colour.
It's very, very similar to Rouge Noir.
Yeah.
And what was the other one they bought out? Not Rouge Noir, Black, whatever it is, I've forgotten, it's gone right out of my head. Eyeshadows, again, the pigmentation of the eyeshadows are fantastic. The bronze one, which is All That Glitters Is Not Gold, is brilliant. Now, my only gripe at the moment is it's not being stocked in my Sainsbury's in Brentwood. Why not? I don't know when it's... I mean, it's got on the press release that they're launching in September 2013. I would 100%. I never buy makeup off the internet, really. I just don't do it. I like to see the colours. But I can honestly say that if you go and buy the colours, you're going to get a good deal. You're going to love it. I haven't tested any mascaras. I don't even know if they've bought out mascaras. But the lip glosses, the nail varnish and eyeshadow I've tested, and it's brilliant. It's cheap. It's brilliant. My next thing is the Angel. Now, people are very... This is coming out in October. It's not out yet.
And it's Thierry Mugler, isn't
it? Yeah, Thierry. Yeah. I always call him Thierry.
I think it's Thierry.
Yeah, you're right. I went into Debenhams the other day because this has come out. It hasn't come out yet, actually. They're not getting it to October.
Angel, the original fragrance, though, is about 20-odd years old now.
Yeah, it's really old. And yeah. It was an original, wasn't it? You've got the notes in it off the top of my... Saying off the top of my head, I didn't... Yeah, the notes are very oriental. You've got in it vanilla, chocolate, caramel, patchouli. You've got honey and... bergamot, base notes. But what they've done this time is, and they've actually got another sister, they've got Alien as well, which I've not tested the Alien, but the Angel, this is a lovely present for Christmas, and they've brought it out with this, if I can get it on, with this matching cuff bracelet as well.
Oh, that's very you. I like that one. That's lovely, yes.
That's nice, isn't it? Yep. With a plain black dress, you don't need any other jewellery. No. I'm one of these people who don't overload on jewellery. So you've got the lovely full-size fragrance here, with the... I see people are very particular with Angel.
I'm gonna spray some of this. Is it right to spray
some? Yeah, of course you can. If I start sneezing,
because I've not worn this for a long time, because I was when it first came out, I had Angel, and it is a very distinctive fragrance.
It
makes me feel, when I put it on, it makes me feel like I'm young again.
Makes you what? Feel young again?
Makes me feel I'm young.
You are young.
Yeah. It's not. I'm gonna rub that all out.
You're rubbing it in your gold. Are you rubbing it? Really? Right. My next thing, because I know that I always run short of time. So the next thing I will go to is the Fun Lush tin. Oh, this is so much fun. So I love Lush.
Yeah.
I never. Do you know what? I'm still using their salt exfoliating mask. When you get sent things, often, you know, you sort of go through things, and some things you use yourself, other things, you know, you sort of give away and so on and whatever. But the Lush, I really enjoy it. I mean, my kids are going to love this. This basically is like Play-Doh.
Oh.
So you've got like four colours in there that can be moulded. They've all got essential oils in them. These colours have got, so this one's got mandarin and orange essential oils. So it's very sort of like happy fragrance. This one has got in it, blah, 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 chamomile, Moroccan chamomile, and lavender, so that'll be very soothing. Yep. And then you've got the yellow one, which is creamy vanilla, so that's comforting, isn't it, vanilla, I suppose? Mm. It is, isn't it? Yeah, sort of homely. And then you've got the green one, which is citrus, so tangy lime and lemon, essential oils. And what you've got in here is like cookie cutters.
Yep.
Now, you can use these on anywhere on your body. You can use it for shampooing, you can use it as a bubble bath, you can even use it to wash clothes in. So great to take away on holiday.
Yeah.
Kids love them, adults love them. I think it gives a bit of fun, and it comes in a nice tin. It's nicely presented.
Emma, let me guess, I reckon that's about £23.60.
Well,
is it more than that?
Well, no, you're very close. It's £22.50.
Oh, there you go. £23.60. Would you ever see anything
for that price? And if you're into your recycling as well, the plastic cutters are made from 100% recycled plastic bottle tops.
Ooh.
So, it does everything. It's got a very softening base, so it won't upset sensitive skins. But I think that's a great fun thing.
Yeah.
And what a lovely... That is a nice stocking filler.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Secret Santa things as well. I just think that's quite nice. I think it's quite fun.
Right, got to go quickly to the travel, and then we'll be back. You all right? Settled in? Smells nice in the studio now, doesn't it?
Yes.
Here's Molly Miller. You didn't quite hear that. It was quite good though. Did you like that? No.
Anyway.
I've done. Put makeup under my eye.
Anyway, right.
Joined by Molly Miller, by the way, just in case you're joining us and you didn't hear it earlier. Molly is our resident beauty expert, and she's here every 2 weeks with Ask Molly.
Yes. Hello. Right. My next thing is a book that's come out by Dr. Des Fernandez. Now,
That's a bit of a name, isn't it?
And Jennifer Munro.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Des Fernandez is a South African, and he bought out the skin range Environ, which is sold in all the top salons.
Yep.
His book that he's bought out is Your Skin Factory, and basically it's a manual to help make you understand how your skin works, what products you should be using that will make your skin better. And it's dedicated nearly the entire book to how good vitamin A is, really, and your antioxidants and so on. But if you're one of these, which, and I'm the same, you know, although I talk a lot about beauty and love beauty, and obviously you learn as you go along, often I'm completely and utterly thrown by a lot of the jargon. I didn't do chemistry or biology at school, and you know, and I'm like, wow, what does that mean, and how does that work? This explains it all, but it explains it in such an easy way that, you know, anyone can understand it, which is what you need when you're looking at beauty products. But again, it does, it goes, it tells you how to get better skin. It just explains how to help people with acne, with anything. It's very, very good. It tells you how your skin is, the importance of your vitamins, about applying sunscreen and why you should, and if people with psoriasis. It's just a really easy book to read. And I say, he also, so he brought out Environ, which is brilliant. This cleanser is got olive oil and jojoba seeds oil in it. It's very, very good for sensitive skins. It doesn't strip the skin. It's £28.
Yep.
But it is a very, very good one. In fact, a lot of the cleansers I've got, they're all £28, the ones I bought in today.
Mm.
So it leaves the skin very, very soft. I love it. It's the same company. Well, not the same company, but the piano and everything that... You can't open it, can you?
I don't want to damage it.
That has used Jane Erdow. Now, this product here that I've got is beautiful. It's a 24-carat gold shimmer. And then she's banging away in the background. Sorry. Just like... And it's a 24-carat gold shimmer dust. And it's worn by Madonna. It's got six shades and this beautiful shimmer. You can mix it with hair gel, put it in your hair. You can put it with lip gloss. You can put it in your moisturiser. It's absolutely stunning. And it just gives a really beautiful gleam. It's ideal for Christmas. Ideal for any year round, especially on holiday in the sun. It really is beautiful. So that's a 24-carat gold dust shimmer. They've also got the Lips Fixation Jane Erdow. With this, you apply the red... It's a double-ended one. And you apply the red lipstick. You must wait 60 seconds for it to dry, and then you apply the top coat. But this one is really good, and what they say, which is a very good tip, which a lot of people don't do, is when you're using these double-ended lip ones, a lot of people bought them out, don't use your own lip gloss over the top. This lip gloss is specifically for the red colour in here, because what happens is if you go and use any old lip gloss, it's often got oils and things, and it will remove the colour from underneath. So always use the lip gloss that is attached to the lip stick.
Yeah.
So it's very important that you work that together.
I tell you what, that cleanser, I've just put it on one hand and it has made a...
Oh yeah, you can see. Yeah. It's lovely. It's a beautiful cleanser. It's a lovely cleanser. The other thing that Jane Erdow do as well, which I think I have actually mentioned before, but it's the Mystical. It's an eyeliner and a highlighter. So it's really good. It's got a pearlescent highlighter on one end and a dark coal on the other end. And it's a powdered eyeliner. It's £19, but it's very good for people with sensitive eyes, because of all the minerals and so on that go into Jane Erdow, it's brilliant, really good for sensitive eyes. I know I've got lots to get through. The other thing I want to go through as we're talking about cleansers is a limited edition Heaven. I love Heaven's one of my favourite brands. Test whatever. Heaven is one of my favourite brands. I'm really going for my hormones at the moment. And this Heaven one, this limited edition cleansing milk, was actually made for hormonal balancing skin and so on. So it's a really, really lovely one if you're suffering from any acne that's suddenly come up through hormones, or you've got sensitive skin or redness. This one's brilliant. They're both £28. This is a limited edition cleansing milk. The other one is the Cleanse and Tone, which is very, very good. It's got mandarin in it. This is better, I think, it's a gel. This is probably better for more oilier skins, which you just use water to wash off. It's got, as I say, it's got mandarin in it, which exfoliates, but there's no need to separately tone with those. So that's really good. And then just as a cheap little thing as well, now it's getting a little bit colder, you want to start protecting your lips. And I love this little low-till lip care. It's SPF 30. This is brilliant if you're going to go skiing this year. This is a really good one because it's got your SPF in it. So not only does it help prevent from the the bitterness of the cold. And it's so cheap. It's only £1.18, this one, from independent salons.
Did you
and
say
I love
how much
that.
The Heaven ones were?
The Heaven ones, yeah, they're both £28. Yeah. So all the cleansers I bought in are 20. On the expensive side this month. But the ingredients are beautiful. The ingredients are so nourishing. But the thing is that what's nice about these is they're specifically for your skin type without stripping the skin. And that is so important because often you're going by a cleanser that, okay, so you could go and buy any oilier cleanser, but it strips your skin and in turn your skin will produce more oil and it just doesn't fix a problem, whereas these are gentle but they will work with the problem that you've got. So I think it's worth splashing out there. I'm going to finish on this product here because there's a lot of controversy about this product, but I liked it. So I've also got from Icoloniale. This, you've got to smell this, it's amazing. This is sold in Marks and Spencer's. Smell that, it's beautiful. I think that's such a sexy smell. Yeah, it's so.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it? Oh, it's just lovely. This is made with lip butter. It's only £5 of soap, and with the soap dish, it's £10. So it's the lippy butter or whatever is from the Borneo. It's from a tree in.
This is for men.
Well, no, I'd use it for myself. No, I think it's probably unisex, but what
a lovely. That's a lovely. It smells like a very expensive aftershave.
It does.
It's a subtle one, though.
It's really subtle. I mean.
Is that out now?
That should be out now. Let me have a look on the.
Colonial.
Yeah, if you go onto www.marksandspencer.com/beauty, and there's some independent farms that sell it, but yeah, it's out there now. But what a lovely, and I love the dish it is in.
That's a nice little Christmas present.
Yeah, it's a really lovely Christmas present, but I just found the smell so. It's sort of heady but seductive, but not. It's.
That's lovely.
I'll keep sniffing it. Right. I want to end, and I know I wanted to end on this one because I got sent through. It's www. The address is Colette Gambel. I'll give it to you afterwards, all the details. But this is Skin Cerity. Now, if you go onto Google and Google Skin Cerity, SKINCERITY. There is this product which is a nightly breathable mask. Now, this has had so many write-ups about it. Mixed. Actually, no, not mixed. I'd say 90% of people think it's the best thing they've ever tested. It's expensive. It's £125, but this lady will do for customer options at £74, and it's got a 30-day money-back guarantee. I'll tell you the good thing. So it's supposed to be brilliant for eczema, psoriasis, rosacea, stretch marks. It improves skin. You can even use it. I've read about people using it on their stomachs. It's really good for pigmentation marks. Brilliant for acne. The reason why I actually went to a skin clinic doctor. I went to the there's a skin clinic in Brentwood, and Dr. Johanna Ward. She's brilliant. She's the medical director there. So if ever I'm like stuck on and want her any opinions, I always go to her because she's the, you know, she gives me all the lowdown, the jargon, and what it's like. The reason why I was worried about this is because the main ingredient is acetone, which, as you say, is used on your nails. It's also got another ingredient in it, which is used in paint, which is the, if I can see it, the tocopherol acetate, something like that. And you've got acrylic polymer in it. It's the fluoropolymer, which is the paint one. The other one's vitamin E. Now, this is a quote that I've got for Dr. Johanna Ward, because I asked her, and she's putting it, and I can quote her this. My main concern with new anti-aging skin products is to ensure that it's safe and effective, and most importantly, it will do no harm. There's little safety data available on this serum, so I would exercise some caution prior to its use. The serum itself is unique in that it acts as a mask over the skin rather than being designed to penetrate the skin. Hence, ingredients like acetone appear in the ingredients list. I approached most high street or internet anti-aging skin creams with scepticism and caution, happy to be proven wrong. Personally, until there is more data on the safety and clinical efficacy of the product, rather than just hearsay, I would probably exercise sensible caution. However, she has had several clients of hers tell her that they think it's brilliant, they think it's great. And I used it last night, so I put it on my skin last night. It does smell of acetone when you first put it on. And then basically you just roll a very thin layer over the top. The next morning it peels, well, mine just peeled off. But people say the only thing they don't like is they feel they have to rub it off, but you've got like a little cloth in here to get it off with. I found that my skin was smooth. I haven't used it long enough. But there's hundreds of reviews on this product. And the more I've asked around, the more people have said, I've heard about that, it's supposed to be amazing. And it is, I didn't have any reaction to it at all. So I'm going to keep using this, and I'll come back to you after I've used it for a few weeks. I would give it a go. I'd really give it a go. Purely, I know people say, oh, you shouldn't, you know, I know that you shouldn't go on hearsay and so on. But that's what you do, isn't it? People go on recommendation.
Yeah.
And if, you know, if people have said that it's got rid of stretch marks. One woman on the internet has actually said that her stomach, her belly button has almost got after her pregnancy where it's got rid of stretch marks. It's tied up her stomach. Mm. That, I think, because you never actually even know, do you, if companies put these things on to promote themselves. But they've got so many good reviews, so I'm happy to keep using it. And also, the acetone is used as a barrier. It's a vitamin E that penetrates in. The acetone, I think, is just to create the barrier to make the product sink in so it doesn't escape out.
And that's skin cerity.
Skin cerity. So this is the... let me have a look. I'll give you all the details afterwards so you can put them up. But I've got yourskinsecret@gmail.com, www.colettegamble, so colettegamble.my.unceryty.biz. So there, but if you Google it, if you Google skin cerity, you will see so much come up with it. But go to this lady here, because she is doing a good offer on it as well. She said you must use it for like 4 weeks, so that's why I've got to carry on using it. But you know, she's just does have good reviews. I think there's a Facebook page. Let me just see if there's a Facebook page. I think that's the one that I gave.
But just very quickly, my question of the day is about Botox and plastic surgery. I've had loads, because I didn't manage to read it out yet, so I've had loads of responses.
Yes.
Have you ever thought about going to have Botox?
I mean, I've been offered Botox. I have been.
Would you like to try it?
I've been offered Botox by the skin... I think the skin clinic offered me Botox. No.
Not that you need it.
No.
I'm just saying, would you like to try it? What are your feelings on Botox? Just while you're here, because you might...
Yes. I have nothing against people that use Botox. It's entirely up to them. Personally, for myself, I wouldn't. I just think that the problem with me is that I've got an addictive personality. If I have one little bit done and I like it, I'm going to want another bit done. And A, I can't afford the upkeep of it.
Yeah.
And B, I think everyone looks the same. I've actually said this before. There's a backlash now in Miami where people are actually stopping the Botox because people, you can't tell their expressions after a while because people take it too far.
Yeah.
If you didn't take it too far, it couldn't look nice. But me personally, I wouldn't.
The people that do it, you see. The thing is, if you get somebody who's good, they will only give you a very tiny amount so your face still moves and you just look a bit refreshed.
Yeah.
You still have lines, but you look refreshed. Whereas if you get somebody that isn't really qualified or doesn't really care, they will keep pumping your face with Botox until it basically looks... I mean, if I was somebody who was going to do Botox and somebody said, I want you to put it so my head is like a, I don't know, looks like a porcelain bowl. So I'm not doing it.
I mean, the thing is, you also get that shiny reflection. To be honest, I can often tell when people have had Botox. If I was to go anywhere, again, I'd go... I'm not plugging them here or anything, because I'm not being asked to plug them, but I would go to somewhere like the skin clinic where they've got specific doctors there.
Yeah.
That have, that, you know, I, off the top of my head, Jana Ward, she's got all her training. I think it was St. Thomas's Hospital.
Spire Hartswood as well.
They've actually contacted me as well, Spire Hartswood. So you want to go somewhere where they've worked in the NHS and so on, where they're probably, you know. But I personally... I think at the end of the day, it's a poison. But then I think also we poison ourselves with fumes from mobile phones, with everything else. But at the
fumes
end
of mobile phones?
Well, not so fumes from outside, but environmental damage. You know, exactly. But, you know, I just think we are always damaging ourselves.
Well, women do, because we use bleach, we use cleaning products, we're always putting underarm razors or, you know.
So I'm not holier than saying, you should do this, because there are so many poisons that we use every day.
I'll have it done. Come and get me.
But I personally wouldn't. And I have seen it go wrong. I have seen people's faces droop before.
Right. Well, that's lovely. Anyway, we're going to end on that, shall we? Molly's seen people's faces droop before. Never mind. So you'll be back in 2 weeks' time with more.
Yes. Right, okay.